from France to Spain, where Spanish soccer club teams together owe more than $1 billion in back pay and taxes. Now the government is offering them a repayment plan. Lauren Freyer reports on how both regular Spaniards and their sports idols are feeling the pinch.
One of the ways Spaniards console themselves in this failing economy is with soccer. If you can't afford tickets to a game, it's always on TV in your local bar.
For escape of the work, economy problems, just, you know, enjoy it and support your team.
Sipping a cerveza, soccer fan Ivan Rasuli tries to put it in American terms.
Everybody like football, maybe like NBA or baseball in United States, you know, the passion, I mean, of supporters.
But football, as Spaniards call soccer, has followed the same sorry trajectory as Spain's economy. 20 years ago, when property developers started building wantonly during the housing bubble, most Spanish soccer teams reclassified themselves as corporations. They were sold off to rich patrons who made flashy improvements but neglected some important details, says Ángel Cabeza, soccer editor for the Spanish sports daily Marca.
They spent a lot of money in players, in stadiums. They didn't pay to the treasury, they didn't pay to the social security. So the debts become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Clubs now owe nearly $1 billion in back taxes and social security payments. That's money the Spanish government really needs right now. So it's letting teams pay off their debts in installments through the year 2020. The most winning teams here are also the richest, Real Madrid and Barcelona, and they stand the best chance of surviving the crisis. But with poor teams, it almost sounds like Cabeza is talking about Greece or Spain in the debt crisis. Poor soccer teams, just like poor countries, have to cut their deficits quickly, he says.
They have to do it very, very soon, sooner than later, because in other case, they will crash.
Last year, stars like Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo joined a strike in support of less famous players who'd gone without pay for months. Many fans supported them, like Carlo Maresca, taking a break from playing five-a-side soccer in his local park.
It's a solidarity issue. I don't think any of the millionaire football players are actually not being paid. It's just the fact that they're trying to give some support to the guys who are maybe in lower divisions who, you know, don't have such high paychecks. It's by the principle that they're defending.
That idea of solidarity resounds with people suffering in this economy. Students recently walked out of classrooms to stand alongside their teachers on strike over pay freezes and longer work days. Something you hear frequently from teachers on strike or people upset about rising taxes is that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Back at his local bar, Ivan Rasuli says the same is true for his beloved sport.
Football in Spain, if you are rich, more money for you next year. If you are poor, sorry.
But come next spring, teams with unpaid bills won't get away with just an apology. Soccer's regulatory body in Europe says it plans to relegate teams to lower divisions, the equivalent of the minor leagues, if they can't demonstrate how they plan to pay off their debts. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.